NJ Transit's board of directors was set to vote on its next budget this past week, but at the last second, it was rescinded. Governor Phil Murphy tries to explain.
You also saw our Commissioner of Department of Transportation, Diane Scicchetti, pull that back to review it again. We want to make sure we get this right.
That only happened after Politico put out an article detailing some fishy spending practices in that budget. Murphy and his campaign repeatedly promised to start giving the agency the money it needs, but instead, his proposed plan continued one of the most criticized spending practices from the Christie years, transferring money from the agency's capital budget into its operating budget. It essentially undercuts money for long-term projects.
We can't undo 8 years of malfeasance in the state's support of NJ Transit, either in the operating or in the capital side.
The budget plan also took money from the Turnpike Authority and the state's Clean Energy Fund. Murphy's proposed budget gave New Jersey Transit a $242 million increase from last year, but the budget he ended up agreeing on with lawmakers dropped that down to $167 million. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.